These young musicians, two Israeli Jews, two Israeli Arabs, are in New York to perform as the Polyphony Quartet, an ensemble created by the Israel-based Polyphony Foundation. Revital Bandersky and Shar Hayat are violinists and Jewish. Feras Mashour, a violinist and violist, is a Palestinian Christian, and Mahdi Saadi, a cellist, is Muslim. Polyphony began in 2006 as a small school in Nazareth to bring classical music to Arab children, says founder and music director Nabil Aboud Ashkar.
There was never a real proper opportunities for young Arab children to learn classical music. And this is what we were able to change. We showed everyone that there's no reason why an Arab kid shouldn't be able to play classical music on a high standard.
The school flourished as teachers, most of them Israeli Jews, drove 2 hours from Tel Aviv to teach the children. Out of that, Polyphony was formed to further music education and to bring together young Palestinian classical music students to perform with their Jewish peers. Friendships developed among people who would otherwise have no reason to meet.
Polyphony changed all my thinking and how I see people, how to accept them, and how to be accepted also. Yeah, I never had a Jewish friend before, and I never thought that I will have.
I started looking at things a bit differently, and like Mahdi said, I never had Arab friends before, and it started all in Polyphony.
For example, rehearsals. We do rehearsals, we start to know each other more, and we start to trust each other in the concerts. In case of somebody do a mistake, we always need somebody to help us, to support. Yeah, so we're more as a family team.
At one of their New York performances at the Unitarian Church of All Souls, a piece by Mozart was on the program. Among those listening were Polyphony co-founders Craig and Deborah Kogut, whose financial support has expanded the program to train 130 teachers. And this year, Polyphony's music education programs in elementary schools and kindergartens are projected to reach 10,000 other young Israeli Arabs. Carolyn Weaver, VOA News, New York.